Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in Washington. Today, comedy in Africa.
Me 30, 40 minutes, and I said, you know what? One more clip, and that's it. But I keep finding myself going back. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Okay. Real African comedy.
When you marry a woman, all she wants marriage.
Okay.
She wants that gown. And after she gets the gown, now she starts wanting maybe you come back at 8. After coming back at 8, then she wants you to come back at 5.
I mean, comedy in Africa, especially stand-up comedy. Comedy is on the rise in the continent. And comedy shows such as Chachi Live in Kenya, Z Comedy in Tanzania, and Buchi, a Nigerian in Ghana, and Okei Bakas in Nigeria, and a lot more proves that this is happening. And today, we will explore this, of course, in our usual lighthearted manner. So please stay tuned. Welcome to the show, my colleagues, Orin Isis, Tangishaka.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me once again. It's a great pleasure always.
Sure, you've been away for some time. So, hey, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And my colleague, Tef.
What's up?
Welcome aboard, Tef.
Thank you for having me, Sunday.
You're welcome. It's been a while for you as well.
Yes.
Historically, comedy in Africa has been mostly on TV shows, but now stand-up comedy is all over the place, and people in the continent are enjoying stand-up comedy. But a question is, are the comedians making a living out of this? This is a question I pose to Denzel Musumba, a popular radio DJ in the DMV area and Kenya as well.
But nowadays, this is kind of like a job.
People are making a living out of this.
It's celebrity, you know. And talk about Churchill. Churchill started with It actually started with Churchill Live. Now we have Churchill Show. And he has also nurtured other comedians, you know. There are so many, like the likes of Eric Omondi, you know. There are so many young, talented comedians in Kenya, particularly. You go to Uganda, you find the same thing. And Nigeria is almost like leading because I have this guy who is my favorite. And he's now like international because you see even his Facebook updates. He's there in UK, in Europe. He comes to America. I'm talking about Basket Mouth. Mm-hmm. And this comedy is not just about entertainment.
Right.
It's about how to relate the story, how to educate the audience, the people who are actually watching or maybe listening. You know, it's a way of bringing an idea, you know, so that people can understand it in an entertaining form, in a humor form. And at the end of the day, you find that you've learned something from that. So it's not just about people laughing, you know, it's not just about people, you know, talking and going to see this celebrity. But at the end of the day, you find that somebody used comedy to drive a point to educate somebody else. And it's something that is really doing, you know, going places in Africa.
Yes,
so
in
the next maybe 5 years, 10 years, I want to tell you it's going to be a very, very big industry. And we have seen some of these comedians. They never even used to leave the country.
Yeah,
Eric Omondi was in America. He was in Baltimore, in California, you know, in Boston. Churchill has been here several times. Now these people are doing it internationally. Some of them are becoming some of the best MCs,
right,
you know, hosting events. So I can assure you, Brother Sunday, that yes, and there's a money part of it, because anywhere there's money, people go there and perform well.
Right. And I know that I see this happening. There's a big change right now. You see comedians also in Tanzania. Now they earn a living out of this. They're doing so many big things, you know, just like for their work. And they even travel out of the country to do comedy, just like you said. But comedians in Africa, most of the time, focuses on maybe political satire and also ethnic issues. Now, is this the trend, you think, or right now? Or how do you feel out, like, Africa? What do these people mostly will be doing?
Actually, I don't want to say that they just focus on, trying to, deal with the political issues or, current affairs. But these people, if you watch some of these comedies, trust me, they are diverse. They touch on various topics, day-to-day life. They talk about politics. They try to comment on an issue or some, the current happenings, current mm-hmm. affairs. If something happens right now, you find them thinking. It's like they go to class, they have to think, how can I relate this story so that tomorrow people can actually talk about it? People
right.
can, find my own version. So it's like a learning process.
Thank you, Denzel Musumba from Kenya. Well, back to my colleagues in studio. Orin Aisisi Tangishaka.
Yes.
Tell me about it. What do you think about this stand-up comedy in Africa?
Stand-up
is this something that has been
rising,
so...
Okay. It's rising really, really, really fast. I mean, it's impressive. Because when you think about it, as your previous guest just said, it's rising in a pace that we didn't expect it to, It's actually, for me, it's actually rising much more than the music, hip-hop rose in Africa, because comedy... because most people are not really expecting to make money off of it in terms of like CDs and stuff, which it would take forever, which, there's no laws to protect, the sales. But I think people are rising mostly because they're making a little bit of money because it's performance based. So they're making money when they perform. So they get, they can see where their work can go, can take them. So, they go to bars, clubs, anywhere, and they make a little bit of money and they can showcase their talent. Whereas though the music, it took a while and it took longer because not much money is being made. People are just copying everything, and some of the artists are like losing hope, and they don't really make money, so they need money to make money, and so they get discouraged. But for comedy, it's really rising up very, very fast. I mean, you have women comedians coming up in Africa. You didn't see that a lot back then.
Oh yeah, you didn't see back then.
You're seeing like really young people doing comedy. So I'm really excited. I hope, they do it,
You hope the fire continues.
I hope they keep it clean and they really represent the continent, because
right.
it's good stuff. For,
oh, yeah,
I mean, I can remember some days I go online and I listen to Consumer 30, 40 minutes and I said, one more clip and that's it. But I keep finding myself going back because it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
Okay.
Real African comic.
Okay. Tef Tef, what do you think, my brother Tef Tef?
I would definitely disagree that there's the change in medium. A lot of African comedians, they used to focus on doing sketches and little comedy shows here and there on TV that you'd watch. But first of all, that's so expensive to do that, even at the level that we are now. There's access to cameras and stuff, but it's just so much easier to go on stage,
mm-hmm.
Have the fans pay ticket prices and just perform on there,
right.
So that, number one, that gives you access to all your fans, and fast money, like Denzel said,
quick money
mm-hmm. And number two, I think the best part about that is, I've grown up watching Eddie Murphy and, their stand-up about Africa. It's hilarious, don't get me wrong. It's very misdirected, but it's very funny. But now we get a chance to hear Africans describe our lives, in reality that it is, So I think it's a good step forward, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, and like Tef said, it's really good that they represent Africa and what life is like, other than outside comedians explaining what
Africa
is like,
giraffes and zebras, that's what it is.
You're waiting for Eddie Murphy to tell you about Africa.
Yeah, no. The comedians now, they can joke about our lives in Africa, and you realize that, wow, it's, this is good life, funny life, every aspect of life is touched on. And so, they portray Africa in a way that we think is more genuine.
And sometimes poverty is the best way to... poverty is the place where you find the best comedy.
Right.
Because you have to live with that every day. And so if you're going to make fun of it, that makes it that much easier to,
bypass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And guess what? We had a comedian who came to visit the U.S. from Tanzania. And this guy was making funny of us here.
Oh, really?
That's exactly.
Man, guess what? I'm not going to move to America. I said, why? He said, I can't believe I have to work 3 to 4 jobs just to make it.
Exactly.
That's true. You see, now they're flipping the script.
The script.
Exactly. It's not that funny. You guys are working 4 hours and you're like, oh, you know what? You're right.
Exactly.
It's not that funny.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're flipping the script, man.
Yeah.
Hey, but it happens. What can we do?
It's fresh eyes. That's what
fresh eyes. So hold it right there. Thank you so much. Comedians in Africa most of the time focuses on political satire and ethnic issues, but is this the trend? Or do comedians also focus on other things? Well, we just spoke about that, and we'll hear what other people have to say about that. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
We don't care what them bad about. Jackie and Chameleon, we stand tall. How we don't care what them care. We don't care what they care. How we don't care what they fear. You could be friend, but they're friend of me. We live for them bad, but this is friend of me.
Never wanna go away. Focus and stick on your way. You care what them bow, bow, bow. Jackie talked about. Don't pull your tears from what it's all about. Spread your wings and fly.
From the day me come a mountain, never knows the days I'm on. Yeah, me come around the year 99. Start the other eight after eight. And I me never knows the jealousy.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, here in my studio with Oren Aisisi Tangishaka and Tef Tef.
What up, what up?
Oh, yeah. Now, another question I have here. Is comedy in Africa healing, soothing, or a great business? And what do these comedians always focus on? Now, another question I have for you, Tangishaka. One guy was saying, I know these comedians are doing a whole lot of work, but it's not funny enough. Hey, some of them, I don't see the... Nah, it's not even to that standard that I'm expecting. I don't feel they are up to that standard. What do you think? I don't know.
But I don't know what his barometer is. But when I hear some of these Nigerian people, they're funny. Yeah. When I hear Anne Kansime, she's funny. And I'm here in America, and I've heard a lot of stand-up comedy. I've been at stand-up comedy shows. Absolutely. I've been to the improv. I've seen funny stuff. And when I look at Africa and the standard, that's some funny stuff. And so I disagree with him. I think that Africans are very funny and their topics are very, very funny. I mean, the humor that comes with it is just...
unbelievable.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think so.
I mean, the only thing I would add to that is, you know, I've seen some comedy here as well, both, you know, from Americans and the people from the African diaspora. And the only thing that I would want to see avoided in the future would be either, you know, repeating the same jokes that, you know, American comedians make under the impression that Africans might have not heard it, you know, so they just recycle those jokes. Just like the movies, you know, you want to be original because there are enough stories in Africa to make fun of or point out that you don't need to, you know, take... Because, I mean, sometimes, you're right, you know, love and things like that, they can cross borders. The same joke can stand for an African family. But when it comes to, you know, situational jokes... and things that, like, really have some sort of, you know, based in reality about, like, you know, social factors and stuff, I just want to see more original African jokes. But otherwise, when the jokes are original, they're funny. They're very, very funny.
And have you ever... I've never met before this Ethiopian stand-up. Have you seen before? Is it something you enjoy a lot? Have you seen a lot in Ethiopia or something like that?
It used to be... Even when there were stand-ups in Ethiopia, it used to be the same jokes somewhat recycled, you know? It's stories that you've heard in high school, but they're just told in a very fun... They're delivered better. That's what it was. But now there's artists... Actually, most of them are coming out of here and they're, you know, inspiring people back home. They're doing stand-up. And the guys here, of course, were inspired by American stand-up comedians. Mm-hmm. And they're doing good. But again, you want to avoid those little, you know, points where they kind of copy some things and you're like, I've heard that joke from somebody before. But again, it's just, people still laugh. Yeah, but I think there's definitely good hope for that, and jokes are very funny when they are told from the African point of view.
And I think as Tangishaka said, there's a lot of material that you can get from Africa because there's so much going on in Africa right now to begin with.
Exactly.
Yep. Before we can even cross the border and look on the other side of the continent what they're doing.
Yeah,
you
and,
know?
Exactly. And I think that the tendency is always, let's look at what the West is doing. And then, you know, exactly. Same thing with music. Down. Let's look at what the West is doing. No, you know, I think, you know, if you comedians out there listening, please don't do it that way. You know, we already seen it in the music scene. You know, they come with original native language songs and they sing really well, but a year later they're putting some English, French in there, they dress this, you know, and it just becomes okay next. But when there's that original, like, oh man, you you sung about the rivers and you sung about the I don't know, whatever. You sung about how beautiful your land is, how beautiful the culture is, and you embrace that, really, wholeheartedly embrace that, we're going to love it. But if you start talking about money, money, chicks,
exactly.
We've heard that record before. Yeah. So we don't want that.
Yeah. It's a fact.
We want something original. It's a fact, right? Yeah. We want something original.
Yes.
Right from the mother's house, mother tongue.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Thank you so much, Oren Isisi, Tangi Shaka, and also Taf Taf for coming in today. This is Let's Talk. You turn to Let's Talk Africa. A Voice of America's Africa Service. Comedians in Africa most of the time focuses on political satire and ethnic issues, but is this the trend or do comedians also focus on other things? Well, we just spoke about that and we'll hear what other people have to say about that. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, here in my studio with Oren Isisi, Tangi Shaka, and Tef Tef.
What up, what up?
I also spoke to someone in Africa by the name John Mubiru, all the way from Kampala, Uganda, and this is what he had to say.
You know, as time goes, things become, people become more enlightened, and people are more, they demand more. You should compare it to maybe when you marry. When you marry a woman, all she wants marriage.
Okay.
She wants that dowry. And after she gets the dowry, now she starts wanting maybe, you come back at 8. After coming back at 8, then she wants you to come back at 5. I mean, there is always something that a human being always wants. When you get something, you want more.
Uh-huh.
So now the race, the human race, I've seen a lot of comedy. We have seen, you remember the Johnsons in the US, different strokes and all that.
Uh-huh.
At that time, if these people were acting at that time, it would have been great. But now people have seen a lot, so they are more demanding. So these people need to give actually more. And at the end of the day, they don't end up earning a lot as it would have been in the olden days. Because now we are searching for something more. You know, someone has to be so bright and so creative to make me laugh. For example, me, I've never laughed at any of those people's comedy. I've been
really
at I've been at the conference center. I've been at the National Theater in Uganda. But I failed to get a laugh because me myself already I have a lot of fun within me.
Really? So what you're telling me is that,
like that
these comedians that you know in Kampala, they're not really making that comedic, final, nice comedy that you can say that this is something good to make people laugh? They don't convince you?
Yeah. Okay. Of course, there are some few people that can be convinced.
Okay.
That's one moment.
Okay.
You'll find that people who have seen a lot of these things, they need more. You want to see something better. So it is no more, it's no longer failing like it used to. They can try their level best, but who are so exposed like us, we still want something better. So that is the problem. So that is why they don't sustain unless they are so, so creative.
Thank you so much, John Mubiru, all the way from Kampala, Uganda. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing comedy in Africa. Itangi Shaka, you heard what Mubiru was saying. People, when you give them one thing, they want more and more and more. He says comedy in Africa is like a woman who comes home and says, today, come back at 5. Then tomorrow, he says, no, you should come earlier at 4. Then at 3. So are you going to really be working? Tef, tell me about this.
I mean, it's normal. Yeah, you know, if you're going to deliver something, the crowd is going to expect more and more creativity. I think stand-up is actually the result of that. You know, sketches weren't cutting it anymore. So people said, okay, we look at all these, you know, again, like I said, I love Eddie Murphy. That's why I'm going to keep mentioning him. And all these famous names like Kevin Hart and stuff. And they're doing stand-up. And so if you want to, Africans can relate to these comedians. You know, they can listen to Kevin Hart and actually laugh because they talk about love and stuff. But it's always, you know, then they turn around and they say, so where are the African guys? And so when the African comedians start showing up, then they're going to want more and more. And the standard is going to have to be set on it. They're going to ask for the best of the world, not just the best for Africans.
Right.
So I think it's only fair that the consumer will ask what they want. And comedians who can deliver will become the stars.
And on the question you asked them about, is it healing? I definitely think it's healing. You know, in Africa, a lot of the countries, you know, especially the public, you can't talk about politicians in the news media in a way that offends them. But in comedy, it's sort of you can. Mm-hmm. So it opens a window for people to communicate messages without being in trouble. You know, I mean, I know in my country.
Can they do that in your country?
Yes. In many countries of Africa, you can't criticize the president. You get locked up or something like that. Don't quote me on that.
You haven't checked out yet.
But, you know, from what I hear. So comedy is bringing another platform for people to really express themselves. And with that comes healing, you know. Absolutely. You have a lot of wars. So we joke about wars. Mm-hmm. We joke about stories in the war. You have a lot of poverty. So people joke about poverty.
Absolutely.
So I think it's really healing, you know. I mean, you know, it's funny. I remember there's a story in my country where one president didn't like what a comedian said, and he called him at his house and slapped him a couple of times and sent him home. But, you know, it's
really?
Like, you know, he said his message. He made people laugh. But in the back of the president's mind, he was just like, man, don't talk about me like that.
It wasn't funny.
Yeah.
But it's I guess, like I said, just to add to the fact that, you know, it's like the wife that keeps asking more.
Yeah.
Maybe the citizens are thinking, you know,
yes.
I can't say, but you can.
Yes, yes.
So,
yes.
You know, if that's their release. Just
yes.
Like the comedians say stuff, the comedians are only echoing what the people
yes.
think. And that's why people are laughing. It's because it's, you know, it's they're
it's
funny. Yeah, it's funny.
They're,
and it's true.
It's true as well.
It's true. Yeah.
And let me tell you, Anne Kansiime, one of the comedians in Uganda, I love when she does sketches about MPs, you know, prime ministers. she make fun of their accents. She make fun of how you know, they speak big words, big technical words, and not knowing what they mean.
Thank you, guys. And tonight on Let's Talk, we're talking about comedy in Africa. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays, 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Back in a moment. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari. Back to you guys.
You know, it's so soothing. Like, yeah. You know, you just laugh at your politicians because, you know, she brings a very light-hearted, you know, aspect of things.
Mm-hmm.
But these are issues that, you know, are to some people very touchy subjects. You can't talk about
can't
a politician,
about
what he said.
Yeah.
The MP said this, you can't say, you know. But now she brings it in a way that, oh my God, that was funny the way he said that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could criticize him, but, you know, you look at it in a funny way.
Yeah,
so
it's not threatening.
I like the angle that they're bringing to the table.
This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing comedy in Africa. This is your turn, all our listeners out there. It is time to give us your input.
I do feel like comedy in the days in Africa, it's getting some traction lately. You know, in the past, people turn up their nose, comedians who are not respected. But we're getting more open-minded in Africa. And in places definitely like Nigeria, we can see they have YouTubes and they're all over the place and people are accepting them. And we're more open-minded to the kind of jokes even that are being told where, you know, they see a woman and they just don't see her as a cook, and they can make fun of an intelligent woman in comedy in Africa these days. Some places are still tight-lipped about it. They don't find stuff funny. You can't make fun about politics in Africa. It's not a democratic these days, but I think it's a lucrative business. I think they're moving in the right direction. I believe there's hope for comedians, and I have a lot of hope, and I see it moving towards where comedians would like to take it these days.
Comedy in Africa is a very lucrative business. I mean, it's not something that just recently started. It took some time for it to grow. But after the introduction of people like Basket Mouth and other Nigerian stand-up comedians, South African stand-up comedians, and even some Ghanaian stand-up comedians, it's going to be a lucrative business. We have people like Basket Mouth, who I always try and refer to as one of the biggest stand-up comedians in Africa right now. He has tours in London, in Ghana, in Nigeria, and he's making a lot of money. So stand-up comedy certainly come to stay in Africa, and it's sure to grow even bigger and better.
Thank you, listeners. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing comedy in Africa.
What you say? That you only meant well, cause you did. What you say?
Jason Derulo.
That it's all for the best, because it is.
Was so wrong for so long, only trying to please myself. Girl, I was caught up in her lust when I don't really want no one else. So, no, I know I should have treated you better, but me and you were meant to last forever. So let me in, give me another chance to really be your man. Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large, I'll do anything for you. So tell me, girl,
what you say? That you only meant well.
Right, Let's Talk. We're talking about comedy in Africa. Tune to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It's time now for the unusual story of the week. A young lady, Gina Mihai, in Romania, was horrified recently, claiming that the spirit of her deceased grandmother is reaching out for help. According to the Mirror in UK, Gina said, "When I switched on my cell phone, I was horrified to see my dead grandmother's face." She continues to say that it looked like a snake around her neck, and the whole image looked as if it had been taken through a hole. So I took it to a fortune teller, who told me that my grandmother was sending me a message from the other side. The snake around her neck was a symbol of the fact that she was being punished on the other life for some sin. And by contacting us, she was telling that if we were to pray for her, she would still be able to save her soul. That's according to a fortune teller. So for that reason, locals in Romania have been packing and flocking in churches to pray for her, and also dozens of other families have joined the bandwagon to pray for her grandmother. The world is full of surprises. And that's it for our show on Comedy in Africa. A big thank you to our guest, Denzel Musumba from Kenya, and John Mubiru from Kampala, Uganda. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues, Oren Aisisi Tangishaka and Tef Tef here in the studio, and Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can always call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And leave us a message. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Next week, our topic is skin lightening. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays, 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.